The Bush administration sent more signals today that the new war on terrorism will be deliberate and enduring. In a briefing with reporters, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the U.S. will move carefully in a measured manner to gather information, build alliances, and prepare for a sustained response on multiple fronts. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Once again, a top administration official talked today of the difficulties of finding the right targets, the challenges of bringing the battle to them, and how the battle will be conducted under a veil of highest secrecy. In the meantime, as security is heightened across the United States and concerns grow about all sorts of potential terrorist threats, the Pentagon senior official laid out a stark fact today. Secretary Rumsfeld said America can't batten down the hatches and try to anticipate every conceivable thing any terrorists could imagine to do. The best defense, he emphasized, is an offense. He made clear that means going after terrorist supporters with the same diligence as we go after terrorists.
The terrorists do not function in a vacuum. They don't live in Antarctica. They work, they train, and they plan in countries. They're benefiting from the support of governments. They're benefiting from the support of non-governmental organizations that are either actively supporting them with money, intelligence, and weapons, or allowing them to function on their territory and tolerating, if not encouraging, their activities. In either case, it has to stop.
The Defense Secretary gave few specifics on how the administration intends to change the behavior of states that harbor terrorists, but he said nothing should be ruled out when it comes to defending the national interests. He talked about international political and economic pressure alongside military options. We have to, as Rumsfeld put it, drain the swamp that terrorists live in. When asked if that meant suspending some current restrictions, such as those against assassinations of government leaders, or short-circuiting some legal requirements in the pursuit of terrorists, Rumsfeld paused for almost 10 seconds before answering.
It's a sensitive matter, and the United States is careful about what it does. And we are a democracy, and we do have a free press, and we do have a Congress, and we do have rules, and we do consider ourselves a nation of laws, and that's a good thing. We're also not stupid, and we're not going to simply allow things to happen to us that strike at all of those things that I just described.
Rumsfeld's remarks come as Afghanistan's leaders are considering whether to turn over the chief suspect in last week's attacks, Osama bin Laden, for trial in a Muslim country. So far, the Taliban have rejected giving up their so-called guest, demanding that the U.S. first produce proof of bin Laden's involvement. Secretary Rumsfeld said the U.S. has evidence against bin Laden and his worldwide network, Al-Qaeda, but to make it public at this time, the secretary said, could endanger sources or compromise methods of collecting intelligence. Speaking on CBS TV's Early Morning Show, Rumsfeld said even if Afghanistan handed over bin Laden, that would not end the U.S. military campaign.
The Al-Qaeda network is a broad, multi-headed organization. If bin Laden were not there, the organization would continue doing what it's been doing. So, clearly, the problem is much bigger than bin Laden.
Defense officials also said today the mobilization of reserves and National Guard forces is still being analyzed, but they don't expect the number being called to duty to go beyond the current estimate of 35,000. Specific units are starting to get notification, primarily personnel to help provide security at military bases, pilots, and aircraft mechanics. David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.